Imagine a seed buried deep in dark soil, unseen, uncelebrated, mistaken for dead. But hidden inside that silence is a blueprint, an unseen power, a destiny drawing life from a source no eye can see. That seed doesn't strain to become an oak. It doesn't rehearse greatness. It simply receives what's already inside. That is the mystery. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Not Christ around you, not Christ watching you, not Christ waiting on you to get it right. Christ in you. Paul wrote that from a prison cell, chains on his wrists, freedom in his spirit, while others promised secret knowledge, elite spirituality, rituals, rules, and performance. Paul said, no, the mystery is not hidden in shadows, it's revealed in hearts. Once, glory lived behind a veil, fire and cloud in a distant temple, access limited, fear required. But now, the veil is torn and the temple walks around in human skin. You, your broken places, your recovery journey, your restless nights, your relapses and regrets, invaded by divine life. That's why hope isn't fragile, it's anchored. Hope is not wishful thinking. Hope is a person living inside you, pulling you forward even when your behavior hasn't caught up with your belief yet. That's discipleship. That's recovery. That's grace with a backbone. You don't mature by trying harder. You mature by surrendering deeper. Die to self-reliance so resurrection power can breathe. The world says, control yourself. The gospel says, abide in him. Recovery says, one day at a time. Jesus says, I am with you and I am in you. You are not defined by what you did. You are defined by who lives in you. Not your chains, but your source. Paul said, we proclaim him. Not programs, not platitudes, not polished appearances. Him, warning when needed, teaching with wisdom, walking with patience. Why? So that everyone, not the strong only, not the clean only, not the put together only, everyone may be presented mature in Christ. So hear this. If Christ is in you, your story is not over. Your future is not fragile. Your weakness is not wasted. Glory is growing from the inside out. So today we don't strive, we surrender. We don't pretend, we proclaim. Say it with me. Christ in me. The hope of glory.